Atlanta. Please welcome one of the funniest men on the face of this planet, Jeff Foxworthy.
I got remarried about 4 years ago. I love being married. Love my wife to death. I love women. I don't understand everything about them yet, but I love them. Why is it when a woman gets in the bed, the temperature of her feet and butt drop to below freezing? It can be 98 degrees outside. That butt is ice cold. And wanna put it on you. Like snuggling with a butterball turkey. I can lick my hand, put it on my wife's butt, it'll stick. Why does it take so long to get ready? She'll spend 4 days in front of the makeup mirror trying to paint her face with a little brush with four hairs in it. I'm going, let's go! Then she changes clothes 1,500 times, stomps into the living room and goes, I'm not going. People pointing at each other out here. Huh? And if that wasn't bad enough, girls, then y'all want verification. Tell me. There ain't no way I'm telling you that. No. Because men know once it reaches this point, we can't win. If we disagree with you, girls, if we go, no, baby, you look great, you go, you're a liar. Just don't care as much about our appearance. We don't. Hey, you never see like a guy picking up his buddy to go fishing at 5 o'clock in the morning going, damn, Bill, you ain't gonna wear that shirt with them shoes, are you? It's after Labor Day, for crying out loud. My wife's always asked me, do I smell good? If men have a fragrance, it's usually an accident. Charles, what is that alluring odor? Well, that's Michelob hit a bump in the truck. Men and women both care about smell, but women go to trouble to smell good. Now, men are more like, hey, does this stink too bad to wear one more time? Maybe I should iron it. Nobody laughs at a good body noise harder than a woman. You ever notice this, too? The size of the apology is always proportional to the size of the body noise. Think about it. If you're out in public and you make a body noise, we'll say a burp, and it's a little one. If you just go like, eh, you will go, excuse me. But if you do one of those 25-beer rocket launcher, bleh, you'll go, excuse me. If you're in a room and somebody goes, excuse me, get out of there. Something bad just happened. Men like lots of things women think are gross. Things like dead stuffed animals mounted on the wall. Hey, you never see deer heads in beauty parlors, you know? You don't, it's like, Margaret, see that 8-point buck over there? I tracked him 3 miles in red pumps. My feet were killing me. Is there a woman here that's ever asked for a dead stuffed animal to go on the wall? You don't see that. You know, Harold, I like the living room, but I want a fat, dead green fish over the TV here. Get me one. It's a man's thing. If there weren't women, there'd be a lot of guys just had apartments full of dead stuffed animals, showing them off to their friends. Come on in here, Bob. Take a look at these. That there's a white-tailed deer, a mallard duck, and a Siamese cat. Had to run off road, hit him. They're quick. Oh, so somebody's hissing there. It's a joke. Don't get upset there. I have two cats of my own. One mounted on either side of the fireplace. You know, and with the dead deer heads on the wall. Anybody got a deer head on the wall? This is Georgia. Somebody's got a deer head on the wall. It's bad enough to be dead. That's the baddest it gets for most of us. But some people take their deer heads and they decorate them. You know, put the baseball caps on them, sunglasses, cigarette hanging out of their mouth. Makes them look like they got shot at Mardi Gras or something. Some people mount their front legs and make them hold the murder weapon. That's like an advertisement for the gun. This here's a Winchester 30-06. Sure knock my tail in the mud. You'll like it too. To women, shopping is a sport, much like deer hunting is to men, right? Now they're excited. Oh, we're going to talk about shopping. Huh? They're building a new mall near my house. Last week, women were hanging on the fence yelling at the workmen for taking a lunch break. They want this thing. When it comes to clothes, women are like a head football coach. Your clothes have to make the team every season. Because if they're out of style or something's wrong with them, women will get rid of their clothes. Not men, though. We make a clothing purchase, it's got a lifetime contract with it. Put it back in the drawer, that still fits. Put that down now. And when you get married, your wife makes it her goal to sneak it out of the house, give it to the Salvation Army. You know, like hell they're out of style. All the guys at the lodge wear bell-bottom leisure suits. Men like to kid women about shopping. But there are sometimes we're glad you did shop, girls. Like on Christmas morning, when everybody's opening presents, and we're going, hey, did we get my mother anything this year? There's not a married guy alive hadn't given somebody a gift. He had no idea what it was. Thanks, Jeff. All right. Girls, sometimes you'll ask us guys a question, and there is not a right answer we can possibly give you. Give you an example. It doesn't matter if it's your girlfriend or your wife. Sometime your girl is going to say to you, honey, I want you to tell me if I start getting fat. I always go, all right, you tell me if I start getting retarded. Men like to sleep indoors, all right? Not a guy in his right mind gonna tell his girl she's getting fat. We know better. We know better than to come out of a movie theater with our girl and say something like, you know, baby, that Sigourney Weaver is a sexy woman. Because we know later that night we're gonna be sitting at home eating meatloaf and go, hun, you know, this meatloaf's a little dry. Well, why don't you have Sigourney Weaver make you a meatloaf then? Now you got a fight going. And fighting doesn't become an art till you get married. When you're dating somebody and you have an argument, once you're through running each other in the ground, there's nothing else to fight about. But once you get married, once you get through running your partner down, now you can bring their family into it, see? Keep a fight going another 2 or 3 weeks by saying something like, well, I guess we'll just live like your fat alcoholic mother then. You got a fight now, boy. Anybody in your family got a prison record, it's coming out, too. And when you're fighting, whatever you do, don't walk out without your keys. They did a study. 86% of all homeless people are people that walked out without their keys. You can't get back in. And if you're the one that walks out, you will be the one apologizing, too. Unlock the door. It's raining. Come on. Men cannot do anything with their friends that doesn't take 8 hours longer than we tell the women it's going to take. You get a bunch of men together, it's like, baby, we'll be back by 11:30, 12 noon at the latest. Then it's like 3 o'clock in the morning and we see our clothes out in the yard. Maybe I should have called. That's a bad feeling, knowing you're in trouble, too. USA Today did a survey. Anybody got a guess? The number one thing married people fight about?
Money.
Money, by far. Good old money. Because my wife and I, we don't fight much. Whenever we fight, it's always about money. Money's a dumb thing to fight about. I mean, how many people have been broke some point in your life? Doesn't that feel good? I mean, I'm talking about Kraft macaroni and cheese, bro. Suave shampoo, bro. Remember Suave shampoo? 100 gallons for a dollar. I was so broke when I was in college, they sent a guy to repossess my car. You know, just because I didn't make a payment for about 4 years or something. The guy's big man showed up at my house. He said, "Mr. Foxworthy," he said, "I am from the bank, and unless you have $300, I'm taking that Camaro with me." I got mad. I said, $300? Who keeps that kind of cash on them? He said, "Well, you can't write me a check." I said, "No, I can't." "A check?" "Yeah, I can write you a check." "I thought you needed money." "Tell you what, I'm going to go ahead and pay the whole thing off right now." Due to a hormone change, women do have a legitimate reason for being in a bad mood once a month. They do. And if you're a sensitive man, you can see this coming on. It's like with my wife. If I wake up in the morning and I roll over and look at her and her head's on backwards, you know, she's going, "Good morning." I'm going, "Where am I going to find an exorcist on a Saturday?" "Honey, could you put the bed down? I gotta pee. Just put the bed down, all right?" But that's not her fault. That's hormones. You just might as well check into Ralph's PMS shelter for men. Because a week is a terrible thing to waste. Yeah. I'm just thankful men don't have to go through this stuff. I'm serious. If we did, you would see things like, "Hello, Phil? Look, I don't think Ed's going hunting with us today." "No, he's cramping real bad." "Or, hell, I just don't be in the woods with him with a gun, if you know what I mean." We'd be dangerous animals. Bringing each other home on the hood of the car. "Call me bloated." Does your wife ever warn you before she gets mad at you? My wife warns me sometimes. Like, we'll be on a long trip somewhere in the car. My wife will go, "If I don't get something to eat soon, I'm going to get a headache and be in a bad mood." That must be a woman thing. You don't see men riding around together going, "Harold, if I don't get a taco, I'm going to scratch hell out of the dashboard here. I ain't kidding you. You better pull it in." For the first time in history, more women have jobs than men. It's a good sign. What's not good is even though women work all day long, they still come home and clean up about 99% of the things that get cleaned up around the house. But there is, well, there is a problem here now. See, women aren't as proud of their 99% as men are of our 1. We clean up something, we're going to talk about it all week long. It might be on the news, you don't know. I guarantee you, a woman could be out repaving the driveway. Men have enough gall to run out the yard and go, "Hey, baby, don't worry about emptying that ashtray in the den. I done got it, all right? Did it for you, sweet pea. I'm going to go take a nap now, okay? Hey, baby, you need to smooth that out a little bit right over there." We had a guy in here last night that thought loading the dishwasher meant getting his wife drunk. A lot of misconceptions about the South. A lot of people think everybody from the South is a redneck. See, that's the problem. A lot of people don't know if they're a redneck or not. So I came up with a test to kind of help you out. Things like, if you prefer to walk the excess length off your jeans rather than hem them, you might be a redneck. If you've ever been too drunk to fish, you might be a redneck. If you have to re-crank your car at every intersection, you might be a redneck. If your father fully executes the pull my finger trick at Christmas dinner, you might be a redneck. If you've ever worn a tube top to a wedding, you might be a redneck. If you go to the family reunion to pick up women, you might just be a redneck. It was kind of sad, a bad year for my Uncle Earl. He was always kind of a loser. I mean, hell, he lost his job as a cook at the Waffle House due to his appearance. That's a bad mental image there, isn't it? And then a few months ago, we had to go to his funeral. It was real sad. My cousin Clyde shot him. Said he thought he was a deer. Hell, bullet went right through the windshield, man. He never had a chance. Saw all the relatives at the family reunion, like my Siamese twin cousins, Larry and Lonnie. They're joined at the hip. They're vacationing in England because Larry wants to drive the car for a change. You'll get that tomorrow. Don't even worry about that one now. Had people like my fat, obnoxious cousin, Rowena, there. It's not nice to say Rowena's fat, but when she walks across the living room, the radio skips. Hell, I've seen her burn up a couple of pair of corduroy pants just from walking too fast. It's pretty embarrassing. One year, we all went to the circus, and this guy kept following her with a shovel, you know. See, Rowena, I'll tell you, though, she says she's not fat. She just retains water. I said, so does the Hoover Dam. And she buys her clothes at these specialty stores where they start out with Lane Bryant. Now they got added dimensions. They got the stores in all the malls, usually located between the Chick-fil-A and the Baskin Robbins, so the people can find them easily. Always on the ground floor, just in case too many people shop at one time. They try to make these people feel good about themselves, size their clothes like in fours, fives, and sixes. I think that refers to the number of acres of material required. Hell, their spring catalog is aerial photographs. Sundress in a pasture. Had a lot of old people there, and you love them. They're your family, but you get tickled at them. Because like a couple of the old women had that real flappy skin on the upper part of their arm there. It looked like the Batman logo or something. Grandma. Holy bat flaps, Grandma. And my grandmother, bless her heart, she shakes real bad. She shakes so bad, we just put her in charge of the Jiffy Pop popcorn. She was such a natural. Keep it moving, Grandma. Good job there. Here's a daiquiri. Shake that up for us, would you? And we took her to the doctor about it. The doctor said, well, do you drink a lot of coffee? She said, no, no, I spill most of it. Weird things happen to men, too, when we get old. Like there come a day in a man's life when his eyebrows decide they're tired of laying down and they're going to stand up from now on. It's also the age their toenails turn yellow and about this thick, right? Looks like you need bolt cutters to cut the things off with. My dad's got toenails like that. He cuts them off about twice a year when they start coming through the end of his shoes. Fathers don't do them like anybody else. When they cut them off, they don't throw them in the trash can. Hell, they leave them in the ashtray so the whole family can come by and observe and admire them. That's true stuff. True stuff is the funniest stuff. You know that. Like every time you go through the drive-thru window at McDonald's, you can understand everything those people say except how much it's going to cost. Everybody's done this. You had your friends in the car, you know, what do you want, man? Turn the radio down. And you wait. Then they send you that magical voice.
Welcome to McDonald's. May I take your order, please?
Yeah, we'd like 3 Big Macs, 2 large order of fries, and 3 medium Cokes, please.
Would you like a hot apple pie with that?
Did we ask for an apple pie? It's like they got 3 years of those things backlog in the freezer or something.
That's 2 Big Macs, 3 large order of fries, 3 medium Cokes. Your total comes from around, please.
How much was it? You know, sometimes you go through a drive-thru, you're not in the mood for a hamburger, or you're not in the mood for chicken, or you're on a date and you're not dressed to go in. I think some of the nicer restaurants you put in drive-thru windows had things like,
welcome to Steak and Ale. May I take your order, please?
Yeah, we'd like the steak and lobster for 2, a bottle of Dom Perignon, and the marinated mushroom, please.
Would you like a hot apple pie with that?
I was on a plane last year on an Eastern flight. As the plane was pulling up to the terminal, I swear to you, the stewardess made this announcement. Would all passengers requiring wheelchairs please remain in your seats? As opposed to what? Hurling themselves in the aisle? Sorry, lady, I got a bus to catch. I'm out of here. The other day, my wife and I, we were watching television. We had one of those granddaddy long-legged spiders walking across the carpet. And my wife wanted me to kill it. And I thought, these don't hurt anything. I'll just pick him up and put his butt outside. But they're real brittle, you know, and somewhere in the process, I knocked about 6 of his legs off. He's out on the sidewalk walking in circles going, thanks for the help, buddy. I'm an octoplegic now. Thank you very much. Regular meal on wheels out here. Thank you. True stuff. See the ad for the Schick razor where they say, attention men with noses. That's not going to offend 99.9% of the people, but somewhere there is some poor guy that's got his nose shot off going, you know, I don't think that's funny. I'm not buying their razor, I'll tell you that right now. Hell, I can change from my eyebrow to my lip, I don't need the thing. Attention men with noses. Sometimes you get funny stuff from your friends. I got a buddy, owns a German Shepherd. The people next door to him own one of those goofy white rabbits they keep in a cage. He came home one Saturday, his dog is running around the yard with this rabbit in his mouth. The rabbit has dog spit on it, it's got mud on it, it is dead. Instead of being a man and just going over and telling the people what happened, he panicked. He took the rabbit away from the dog, took it in the house, washed it off with soap and water, and then dried it with a hair dryer. No pun intended, all right? Waited till it got dark, he snuck the rabbit back over next door, put it in the cage like it had had a heart attack, and locked the door. A few days later, he's out in his yard, he saw the lady from next door. She walked over to the fence and she said, well, I guess you heard what happened. He said, no, what? She said, we have had a death in our family. He said, who died? She said, Fluffy. And the weird thing was, after we buried him, somebody dig him back up and put him back in his cage. I laughed for 3 days about that. Sometimes you have to learn to entertain yourself. Like everybody here has somebody they hate at work. Everybody hates one person you work with. Do this to them. Go up to them next Friday afternoon. Look them straight in the face. Go up to them right at quitting time. Look them straight in the face and go, are you getting fired? That's the rumor. And then leave. They'll worry about that all weekend long. Next time you're in the bank and the line's too long, you may have to do this a couple of times. But just tap the person in front of you and go, "Hey, hey, you don't know how to unjam a pistol, do you?" In and out of there, 5 minutes, guaranteed. When they stick that bucket inside your car, roll your window up real quick where his arm's in there. Soon as the light turns green, he'll let go of the bucket. You got $40, $50 in change there. Next time you get on a crowded elevator and you got a friend with you, soon as the doors close, have your friend go, "Well, yeah, I'll take your case, but why'd you shoot the guy?" And you go, "'Cause he kept staring at the back of my head." I like to do this when I like to go in the malls in like the Fredericks of Hollywood. Just pick up the skimpiest, laciest little frilly pair of panties I can find and wait till the sales lady comes over and goes, "Can I help you, sir?" And I go, "Yes, ma'am, where are your dressing rooms at?" Thank you very much. You guys have been terrific. I hope to see you again tonight.
Jeff Foxworthy.
Yes. Thank you. God bless you. Thank you for coming.